Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, good evening, and welcome everyone to the Lizzie T Show. And don't forget, we are also on YouTube. So the Lizzie T Show here on our podcast and also on our YouTube channel, which is great to be able to be diverse. I mean, nowadays we have to be everywhere. Without the internet, without social media, unfortunately, it's like we don't exist. And you know what? Today, we have a special show for you today. How can I disappoint my listeners, right? So we are going to be talking about networking, and we're going to talk about social media, because I am no expert. I have an expert with me today, which I'm very, very happy to be able to share lots of information. So talk about sharing everyone, for you that is curious or perhaps would like to know a little bit more details or even a personable questions, you could always call us in. The number is 845-277-9288. Again, is 845-277-9288. And we love to interact with you, because interaction is what it's all about. We have very important questions, and we know that. So how about ask the expert? And today is Wednesday, the middle of the week already, and believe it or not, it is the mid of the month, January 2020. This is our second week, yes, second week coming back from our holiday season. We took a break the week of New Year's and a bit of Christmas, but we are back, and we are so excited to be able to have a huge repertoire of shows and guests and authors. And today we have a coach and strategist, and I'm so excited. 2020 looks so bright, so amazing, and we are here. This is our fifth year, everyone, believe it or not. What started to be like a dream, what started to be as a experiment, it turned out to be something incredible. And we're here, and we're growing, and our TV show is growing, and our coaching business is growing, and our book is being launched. My goodness, it's lots of going on, and I'm very excited that you are part of it. If you would like to send me an email and ask me or even suggest things for the show, we are grabbing new ideas. We want to have more things into the show. Please send us an email at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. We are, by the way, on social media. So we are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. There's a link right now on Facebook for you to be able to listen to the show, The Lizzie T Show. Our website is The Lizzie T Show. And we just signed up, believe it or not. I struggled with that one, but as suggestion from my Gen Zs, yes, I do have Gen Zs with me. Yes, my teenager. Well, we are doing TikTok now. It is hard to get used to, but it's kind of funny. I do find that I do silly things like many other actors and promoters, which they are starting to grab and, take attention. And obviously we thought, why not? I'm not as active as I should with other social media, but I thought just let me be silly and relax and have fun with social. So here I am. Today, again, is Thursday, is Wednesday, as I said, and we are live today. So if you would like to call us in, please do so, interact with us. Other than that, I am here. It is not as cold here in Canada, Toronto, Canada. Weathers are changing, and we're having the weather that our friends on the other side of Canada, Vancouver, is having. So things are switching, and times are changing. So we is plus 6 today, which is comfortable compared for what an usual winter is like in Toronto and in this part of the country. So it's usually minus 20 for January and February. Let's see what February is looks like. And it's on our other side of the country, we're looking at the same weather, and they're having lots of snow and bitter cold. So interesting how things are changing. And for people that don't believe in global warming, well, I don't know what this is, but this definitely feels like. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to be political right now, but the signs are there. So we are experiencing things that are very different for us. So I'm comfortable, I have to say. I'm very happy to be able to enjoy this comfortable weather. So hopefully wherever you are in the world, we have 54 countries listening to us over the last 5 years. We have accumulated a lot of fun. So hello to my friend in South America. Very, very hot in Brazil, as I hear. Our friends in Europe and Australia. My prayers are still to the people in Australia for the forest fires that they've gone through, and things are rain has come, not as much as they hope, but things are starting to get under control, and we're still thoughts are with them, and also our friends in Europe and Asia, our Filipino friends. We have a huge variety of countries, and so if you, and tomorrow we have a guest from Germany. So for you that are listening on different parts of the world, please send us a note in social media and I'm listening from, because I love to add it here in my world map where I add different countries and different places and different languages where you're listening to us. So please do that. Love to mention you. And by the way, Solange, you asked me to say hello, so hello to Solange, a friend in New York, Long Island. So thank you so much for sending us your hellos, and we really appreciate you being with us today. Okay, so I think my housekeeping, everyone, is almost taken care of. I want to mention one more thing. Thanks again, Natasha Bridgehan and Nature Nova, for sponsoring this show. Another year, your sponsorship means a lot. Throughout the interview, throughout the show, we will be mentioning words of our sponsor. And again, Natasha Bridgehan, which is a great business consultant, and Nature Nova and Nature Programs is sponsoring the show. We are so thankful. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. And right after the interview, not forget everyone, we have our musical section. So for you musicians that will like to have a little bit of extra exposure with your music, we have a variety of songs that have been sent to us. We just received a couple of today. Our inbox is pretty full. So we have 25-minute give or take. Sometimes we go a little bit over with our guests, and then the rest is just music. So if you would like us to send if you would like us to play your song, send us to show@lizzyt.com, and we'll be right back with our guests. Today, everyone, we have, for you that just tuned in, and we are live today, it is 7:39 Toronto time, and our guest is from Denver, Colorado, our beautiful state in Colorado. We have a business network strategist, Nicholas, he goes by Nick Shelton, and he is, as we said, networking strategist. What is a networking strategist? We'll find out all about it. He wanted to do things, break out and have a better life, a different life and a different story, says Nicholas. I heard that you can expand to be about the same as average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And then I heard that too, Nicholas. And I wanted to go to the next level by choosing with access of people and opportunities that I can have an impact. Well, we know that when we go to a networking meeting, sometimes we exchange cards and that's all happens. But there's a lot more to that. And I think our expert has ideas and has suggestions and has, he is definitely the person that can help us out. How do we improve those networking meetings, and how do we get our ideas across, and how do we get to talk people about our business, about our entrepreneurs, about our book. So let's talk about with Nicholas, or he goes by Nick Sheldon, and let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, Nick, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening? Afternoon for you, I think.
Hi, Lizzie. Thanks for having me. I'm doing wonderful, and it's a wonderful evening here in Denver, Colorado. Not too cold, also.
Wonderful. Yes, Denver, Colorado. I'm pretty sure you have similar weather. You get on the minus, you get some snow, or it's more similar to the western provinces. How is usually the weather at this time of year in Denver?
But this time of year, it's usually it won't snow too much. We'll get a lot of sunshine, and it's cold, but sunny and cold is what it usually is. And then on occasion we'll get the snow, but it's mostly in the mountains that are just west of the city of Denver. And when it does snow in Denver, it usually melts right away, and it's just cold, cold and <sunny. laughs>
So it's comfortable today, which is actually good for you to be able to talk to us today and share, how this got all started. I mean, what is your background and what made you become a networking specialist? What is a networking strategist?
So I teach introverts how to navigate social situations. So whether it is like at work, in the workplace, or in their industry, or just regular social events. It could be just going to a cocktail party or something like that, or just going out into regular society, because a lot of people don't feel comfortable just going out and interacting with other people. They don't know what to do. And I found out that once you know what to do, then everything gets a whole lot easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was just mentioning earlier, Nick, that when we do networking, and this apply, I assume your clients are, whether they're in corporate world or whether they're their own bosses, it applies to everyone. But I find that in the corporate world, people are always trying to impress somebody because they're looking for a promotion or to advance in the company. How, and it becomes awkward. How do you work with people like that?
So that's a good question, because most people in the workplace, they're always trying to do the peacock thing. They're trying to show off and show how great they are and trying to fluff themselves up. But I find that it's a lot more effective to talk about other things. So for example, at work, when I'm trying to actually make some real connections, I don't talk about work because everybody else is talking about work. So instead of trying to go up to that big boss or one of the executives and start talking about the project you're working on, I might talk to them about, sailboats or something like that, or beekeeping or something that's not work. I always tell my clients to put your interests out there, because a lot of times people bond over interests. And so if you can throw out, so for me, for example, I enjoy boats. I enjoy kayaking mm-hmm. and sailboats. And so I'll bring that up, and then they might also enjoy that, or they might have something that I know that they're interested in, or there'll be a common theme. They might have children or something, and I can say, hey, I know you have a 5-year-old son. My best friend's son is 5. I want to be the hero of his birthday party. What gift ideas can you come up with? And then they're happy to help you and come up with that gift idea for the kid. And they will follow up with you later if they see you, you know, instead of trying to talk about work, they'll say, oh, that's Nick. I wonder if he got that gift that I suggested, and how did that go over? Was he the hero of the birthday party? So this way you're connecting with the people on a whole different level, on a more personal level. So then when it comes back to your business projects or whatever, when they're thinking of, hey, who do we want to have on this particular project, or who should we suggest get bumped up here? They'll say, oh, hey, well, I know Nick. He seems like a cool guy. Let's have him. Let's give him the promotion, because they feel more connected to you, because it's not only talking about work. You're talking about other things and forming a bond. That makes sense.
And that is the trick, Nick. That is definitely the trick. I think that's really what I needed to get from you today, is to be able to be personable, not to touch on, you know, showing yourself off, like you said earlier, but be able to have that genuine connection and the person of that genuine person that you, not the entrepreneur, not the business person, not the boss, that, or not the person that is trying to get that promotion. I think that is just, and that's really what most people is missing, is that personal connection. It's all about me, myself, and I. We have done great things in this company, so let me show you how great I am. And that turns people off, that you wouldn't believe it. Now, I'm very curious, Nick, how did you get involved in this type of business? Were you the type that was introvert, was not able to talk about yourself or about how great you are, or would you be the type that promoted yourself way too much and people got turned off? How did you get into this this job?
Well, it started back when I was in second grade. My family had moved from Texas to Colorado, and I started a new school. And when I started, I was so shy. I remember, you know, I would only talk to one person at a time. So if I made a new friend, I'd only talk to them, and I wouldn't talk to anyone else. And so when I started the new school, the teachers thought, they thought that I was hearing impaired. They put me in the deaf kids class because they said, well, I don't think he can hear. And so they put me in that class, and there's 4 of us in there, and it was a great time learning sign language and hanging out. But, you know, I wasn't hearing impaired. And so when my mother found out, she said, hey, no, he's just really shy. And so I was really, really shy. And so then they put me back into general population with the other kids, and I struggled. I struggled to try to, because I didn't know how do you talk to people? How do you form these connections? And I would see other people seem like they're doing it so easily. And so, but I was never able to make it work for me. And then when I got into high school, it was still an issue. I would, you know, trying to talk to girls, trying to just make some friends, trying to be cool, you know, couldn't. If you are living in the shadows, I remember I had a crush on this girl that was a couple of rows over in my English class, and I had got her phone number from a friend, and I called her to ask her out, and she had no idea who I was. I had several classes with this girl. She didn't even know I existed.
And, there's always that girl.
Really horrible thing, yes. And so I said, I need to try to figure out how to talk to people, how to like be known, how to be seen, be heard a little bit, you know. And I still like to be alone to recharge, but I when I go out and when I'm in a situation, I wanted to be able to actually command the situation. And so later on, after university, I said, well, maybe money will do it. So I did really well at work, and I got some money, and that didn't do anything. I had nicer stuff, still the same guy. Then I said alcohol. So then I started drinking, and I noticed that I could talk a little bit better, but then you get this reputation of being this drunk guy. You have to be drinking all the time. So that wasn't effective. So then I started what I call the superpower of introverts is observation, because usually shy and introverted social awkward people are really good at observing. So I started going out by myself, observing people and their interactions and seeing what worked and what didn't and what seemed to make people's interactions better than others. And I said, oh, I think I know how to do this now. So I kind of put together a little blueprint and applied it to myself. And then I started using myself as the guinea pig, going out and trying different things. Because so before that, I had taken a lot of courses and a lot of read a lot of books about how to network and socialize, but they didn't work. They didn't work for me. And the reason is, I think they were written for regular people. They weren't for introverts. And so I said, I need something that would work for somebody that is not good at talking to people, that needs a step-by-step, like, what do I do? Because once you, as I said earlier, if I know, hey, do this, A, B, C, D, then I can do it. And I think a lot of people can if they just know the simple steps and know from an introvert to an introvert how to go into a room. Where am I supposed to go? What do I do with my hands? What do I say when I'm talking to somebody? You know, there's, you know, and who to talk to in the room.
One of the things I love what you said, and this is the sign of a true entrepreneur. I love it because obviously you had this issue, you had this problem. You are an extreme extrovert, and obviously you thought, hey, if I am like that, I can guarantee you there's a lot of people in this world are just like me and maybe even worse. And I love that the part that instead of you doing your research and doing blueprints to help yourself out, you could have kept it to yourself and become, you know, this amazing extroverted, you know, to the rest of the world and use it to your advantage. But you decided to kind of show it and turn it into this amazing business as a strategist, because I can guarantee you, and I can pick people in the room, especially being in business and networking all the time. I always see somebody who is in the corner, has great topics, great ideas, but is not able to deliver it because they're too shy. They're extremely afraid. And that's one of the things, is if you could elaborate what triggers that for some people, because it's I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not an introvert. I'm definitely an extrovert. But what triggers that? And I noticed that one of my daughter is kind of like that. It has this fear of people. What would you say that triggers that? And how can we help people like that? Obviously, you are the expert for people that are struggling with that. But how a person becomes like that? What triggers them?
Well, I don't know exactly how you become like that initially, because, you know, I had felt that I was kind of born that way. But I think it just must be something that that in your mind you think that maybe you'll embarrass yourself, or maybe no one wants to hear what you have to say, or you just don't want that kind of attention on you, or I think it's kind of a confidence thing as well. So it's not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do, not knowing if you're doing or saying the right thing. You don't want to be judged, and you don't just have the confidence to just speak and just be yourself in the light, you know, where everyone can see that. And so it's, you know, it was hard to try to overcome that, but then once I figured it out, then I said, oh, it's not hard if you know what to do. And
Absolutely. So
like you said at the start of the show, when you talked about the sum of the five people you spend the most time around, we've all heard that, and your network is your net worth, and show me your friends and I'll show you your future. But, you know, people throw those sayings around all the time, but then they don't tell you, hey, where are these five people? How do I find the five? And then when you find the five, how do you get to where they're at? And then if you are in a room with these five people, how do you talk to them? How do you connect with these people? And so that's what I said, I need to be able to do that. And then once I was able to do it, I said, other people will want to know how to do this. And so we have to give them, you know, the steps to be able to, because some people just want a mentor. Some people want to be able to, so some people want to network at maybe a business function. Some people just want to attend, you know, maybe their kid's birthday party where there's going to be other parents there, and they actually want to be able to mingle with the other parents. You know, so there's a broad spectrum. So some people just want to learn how to maintain their relationships better. So there's a lot to it, but, you know, it can all be done. It's just you have to know the steps. And so
absolutely, and this is where you come. And this
this
is where you come and help people. So for people that are listening to us and then will be listening to us later on, I do not want to forget, Nick, to be able to share with the audience your information. So this is perfect. You have the steps. People have benefit from your teaching, from your coaching, from your help. What would you say that's one of the most important things that you've heard from clients of yours and that have made a huge impact or difference in their life after they started working with you?
Well, they say that they have a lot more confidence. But that seems to be the biggest thing, the confidence to actually get out and start making connections and be able to get access to opportunities that they might not have had access to before because they're known. I like to say, like, there's the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But I always tell people, it's really who knows you, because if you think about it, celebrities, like, say, Brad Pitt, he has special privileges because not because of who he knows, it's because people say, oh, that's Brad Pitt. And, you know, so then he gets to do cool stuff. So when you can get out and when you can be known and you can navigate social situations, then a lot of cool stuff happens. So that's one thing that people tell me. They say, hey, I'm really improving my life really quickly because, you know, I'm getting known, I'm getting out there, and I'm being able to navigate these situations.
And obviously, the self-confidence is very, very important for somebody that needs to be able to do that presentation, apply for that promotion, promote their business, and to be able to articulate and know what to say and when and how properly without thinking, because sometimes you can tell. I mean, I go to many networking meetings and you can always see someone who's struggling with their words, they're struggling with what to say and how to say it. And now you will definitely will come to mind. Oh my Lord, you need to work with that. And obviously you are struggling with a simple conversation sometimes, but definitely you would definitely gave us a couple of pointers here in to be able to relate with people. And that's one, be personable. Any other two? Love to. We work in three, as all of you know. Any other two tips that you can give the audience right now, how to feel more comfortable or how to deal with in a situation that you don't know what to say or how to do it, how to network in an environment?
Well, here's a couple of tips that I know people often say that they don't know what to do with their hands. And so what I tell them to do is as soon as you walk in, you're looking for the food or drinks. And if you can get a drink, it could be the lemon water that we talked about earlier. You could get yourself a lemon water in one hand, and then maybe you have a pen in your other hand or the literature of the event that you're at. And so then now your hands are full. And then if you need to shake a hand, then you can put your pen in the hand that's holding the drink. Or if they have food there, you know, get yourself a donut or something. And that's so that your donut could be in your left hand. So don't eat it. You just walk around with it. So that's in your hand. And then you still have the pen in your other hand or the literature of the event in your other hand. And so that will, and then if you're sitting down, You can have your hand on your drink or on your donut and or your hand on your pen and keep your hands above the table. It's nice to, that people can see your hands. And then another tip is to always send handwritten thank you notes after any event that has like a clear host. So if a if there's an event that has, it's just a big corporate event, there's no clear host of the event, then you don't have to do it. But if there's a person who's clearly the host of the event, then you should send a handwritten thank you note to that person because nobody does that. There are very few people do that, so you will stand out because how often do you get handwritten letters? Virtually nobody does. So if you get it, they're going to remember you, and then if they see you again or if they're thinking of something that might be good for you in the future, they will remember you. So always send that handwritten thank you note.
Wow. Well, love it. Well, thank you so much. Those are awesome tips. And obviously, I have not heard ever. I've been doing this show for now. This is my fifth year. And the hand notes, even when we used to write, I'm talking 10 years ago, I'm aging myself here. You know, this is one of the things that we used to do is to send thank you cards and things like that. Now it's all text and emails and on social. But you're right, that makes it huge difference. And obviously, number three is what we talked earlier, be personable. Talk about things that are personal to you, not blow your horn all the time. Those are very, very important. We're still, by the way, guys, speaking to, I'm loving this. I'm not sure if you're picking this up. I am loving, this is one of my favorite topics on the whole world. I do as a promoter and as a podcast show and on TV. I love to network with people in my area. And this is one of the things that I definitely need more help. I think we all do. And if we, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, if we think that we know it all, well, we're fooling ourselves. We will never know it all. So I'm hoping that you are loving it as I am. If you would like to call us in for more specific questions, if I'm forgetting some of them, you can always call us in at 845-277-9288. 845-277-9288. Or you can tweet us, the Liz T Show, or you can on the link right now, the Facebook.com/Liz T Radio. There's a link for the show. You can, you are able to listen to us live. You can always put your comments there. On Instagram, the Liz T Show, you can always comment there as well. And my producer is saying, love the show. Somebody is saying that on Instagram. Thank you. I'm not sure who that is, but hopefully you are enjoying. It's a very handsome fellow, by the way. Love the pictures. And also, we are on LinkedIn. So, and we will get his information, everyone. Not to worry. We still have a couple of more minutes. So please, please continue with us. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back with Nick Shelton, a networking strategist. We have more questions. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show. and now Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back. We are live today. It is Wednesday, the middle of the week, and I don't know where January is going, but it's flying so fast. It's incredible. So do not lose any time. Things are going so rapidly lately. I was just saying the end of 2019, I can't believe it's the end of the year and we're starting another century. We are live with Nick Shelton. He is a networking strategist, one of my favorite subjects. As if you have not heard earlier, I love to network and I love to be smart about it. That's one of the things. But there is a lot more than being smart. There's a lot of people that have issues and they're not comfortable with themselves because they're introvert, extremely introvert. And I have a daughter which has that issue. School for presentation, she freezes. It's like something happens. And I think that's really how can we overcome? And I'm learning a lot of strategies. I'm hoping that you're able to learn too. If you have questions for us, please, please don't be shy. It is 845-277-9288 is the number to call us in. And you can always interact with us. I do not want to forget, Nick, for you to be able to share with us, where can people reach you? And who would you say the best people to work with you? More people on the corporate world or people that have their own businesses or is a variety? So can you give us the website and if you have social media? And who is the best person to work with you?
All right. Yes. So the website is connectedintrovert.com. So connectedintrovert.com is where you can find me. And I'll have a lot of reading material so people can find out more there. And there'll be some tips. And then also, I recently released an online course that really breaks everything down step by step, really nice, and there's more information about it on the website. But if anyone was interested in that, for your listeners only, if they type in happy, the word happy, because we all want to be happy, at checkout, they will get an extra 50% off the already New Year sale price of that course. But you asked me about who would I really enjoy working with, and that would be a combination of both, because we can learn from both. Both have something that they can gain from it. So in the corporate side, people can really expand their ability to excel in the workplace, or get more customers, communicate with their customers, or communicate with their coworkers, or the executives or the bosses. And they can just feel more at home and comfortable navigating the workplace. And then just if it's someone who wants to be better at just navigating social situations, whether it's, just trying to go out there and hit the dating scene. I'm not a dating coach, but if they're trying to just get out there and talk to people, then this will help them talk to people. Or if they're going to barbecues or want to go to barbecues, or if they want to, I also show people how to get invited to, the more high-end events. So if you said, hey, I would like to be able to maybe get invited to an exclusive art show or go to the polo championships or something like that, how would I go about doing that? And I show you exactly how to do that as well. So there's lots of different levels. So whether somebody is already good at networking, I can help them. And then if somebody is horrible and is really shy and it's hard for them to even just go out and just be in public, I can help them too. So I have something for just about everybody.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. So if you did not hear the website, do not worry. Right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, there is a link right now for the show. If you're listening to us right now live, for you to be able to connect the website again, it's connecting introvert.com. There will be a link for you to be able to. And thank you, by the way. Wow, what a gift. What a beautiful gift. And you need a round of applause. Listeners right now, if you put the word happy, which I will have that on social as well, you will get 50% discount. Thank you. That's so beautiful. Did not expect this at all. It hasn't been planned, by the way, guys. This is awesome. And one of the things that I love, you've been doing this for a little while now. So how long have you been doing this, Nick? And one of the greatest thing, I guess, you did touch a little bit on this, you know, what makes you feel good about doing this? How long have you been doing? Question number one. And question number two is, it makes you unbelievably happy to be able to, there we go, the word happy for Eric, to be able to help people with this. What inspires, what motivates you to keep doing this? Obviously, I guess the satisfaction knowing that somebody is changing their life because of what you've done.
Well, yes. So it's been about 20 years. I'm 45 years old. So about 20 years I've been, I made the journey myself, and then I've been helping others along the way. And, you know, it's not theory. This is my personal experience. I'm always out there, and I still go out there and put myself in situations and try to say, well, how would I navigate this situation? And then what inspires me to do this is, well, I'm really passionate about it. I know how much of a handicap it can be to live in the shadows and want to be able to do more and be more and upgrade your life, but you just don't know how. And so I figured that so helping people also helps me, because I know that when I help people to be better in social situations and build their networks, usually they're pretty happy with me and they become, you know, a person in my network. And so they're linked with me. I'm their friend, they're my friend, and we help each other. And then as their networks grow, usually since they're in my network, now as their networks get bigger, my network gets bigger.
So absolutely. And the chain goes around. Yeah.
Right. And my network is also their network. So they would know me. So then if I know something that can help them out, and they say, hey, you know, I'm traveling to Madagascar, I wonder if I know anyone that knows someone there, I could be like, I know someone in Madagascar, I can hook you up with them. And so, yeah, it's a big, so everyone wins through the family of connection.
Love it. Love it. And that's why you are who you are, a networking strategist. I would call you more than a strategist, specialist and a guru, because I've heard a lot of things, and I've heard and I've interviewed a lot of people throughout the 5 years that I've been here. But this is definitely one of my favorite right now. This is one of my favorite topics. I'm learning so much, and I can definitely utilize that. I will definitely take the one of writing a handwritten note, which we don't do too hard right now. I went to a couple of events and I did send a text, but it would have been so much nicer to send, you know, a little thank you card. And when I did receive one, I remember it was like it was yesterday. I have kept it. I do not have the heart to throw it away. I went to an event and I was asked to speak, and I received in the mail a handwritten note saying, thank you, I appreciate you. And I'm thinking, wow. It makes a huge difference. So, guys, if you haven't picked up anything today, which I doubt it, there's so many golden nuggets here. Hopefully, there was one thing that you are able to pick up. But the most important one is a gift that he has given us for New Year's. Again, it's a complete surprise, 50% off in his program. The website is on our social. And take advantage. Guys, we're going a little bit over time, but it's so worth it. I'm so happy to be able to have him here. We're starting the year, as I promised, with a lot of awesome content. Follow Nick Shelton out. I will have his social on my on my social media, and he's on LinkedIn. His website, again, it is connectingintrovert.com. Anything else, Nick, that you would like to share with the audience? I must thank you, by the way, so much for being here today, sharing this important subject with my audience, and thank you again for the gift. That was definitely not expected, but really appreciated.
No, sure. Just want to say thank you for having me. And yes, anyone who heads on over to Connected Introvert, it'll be a treat. I'll be glad to host you over there. And there's plenty of reading material and maybe some tips that you can learn. But yeah, thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much and have a great evening. We'll talk in a little bit. That was Nick Shelton. My goodness, I hope you got some golden nuggets, everyone, because I definitely did. I learned with every single one of my guests so much, and I will be listening to, and I always listen to my show just to make sure that I asked the right thing, that I said the right thing, and there's always room for improvement. But most important, there's three notes here I hope you were able to pick up. The website, again, it is on my social media, and there's a link throughout LinkedIn, throughout Facebook and Instagram, and also on Twitter, connectingintrovert.com. Well, continuing on, everyone, with our musical section story, we had cut it short because I couldn't stop. I couldn't help myself. We have Sorrentis right now. He sent his MP3, and the song is called Cross That Line.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we knit it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. Time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Life's the road is short, is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. Time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
You know you want to. Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again. In a place that I once knew, you left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins, will you stay with me and come for me a little more? Perfect lullaby, sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep tonight. Perfect lullaby, it's my own heart.
Everyone, was a new submission, Perfect Lullaby by Ariel Current. We had her on the show last year, and she sent her MP3 for us to listen again. So thank you so much. Next one is Park Row, was a song tour. We were on the show again about November of last year, and an amazing producer, which has put together great artists, and rap is the theme, but it's actually a pretty cool song. Let's enjoy.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals. This isn't hockey. Oh, my wrist is looking rocky. Reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy. My money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when. Barely even had a plan of action. My finger was missing the back end. Think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels. Now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it. But as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The Rari got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Coming, ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Nobody gonna stop me.
Yeah.
I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
And that's all the time that we have for today. I'm so sorry. That was a great show. Hopefully you enjoy it. We'll be back tomorrow, everyone, with another guest, another show, and a fantastic day. Enjoy, everyone. We'll see you soon. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie C Show. Bye-bye for now.